Well, among the changes in Johnson's career in the 40s is the rise of small independent labels and the jazz revival, those who are interested in going back and finding the roots and the origins of this music.
Yeah, that's right. And Johnson certainly benefited from this. Two of the best known probably were Commodore and Blue Note. Blue Note was founded by German immigrants. It was Alfred Lion and Francis Wolff who absolutely loved the music. They also distinguished themselves by issuing 12-inch as opposed to 10-inch 78s, which allowed the musicians to really stretch out and give a tune its full performance. Freed from these constraints, again, you really hear Johnson, especially in his band side, just stretch out and give some terrific performances. Johnson recorded solo under his own name for Blue Note, with a band of his for Blue Note, as well as with groups led by the trumpeter Sidney DeParis and also by the clarinetist Edmund Hall. The tune that we're about to hear is yet another example of Johnson's take on Boogie Woogie, recorded with Edmund Hall's Blue Note Jazzmen, called Blue Note Boogie.
Thank you.